May I ask you, Colin, to assist your bride, Burgundy, here onto the podium with you. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, on behalf of Colin and Burgundy, I would like to welcome you all here this morning to witness their marriage. And as we gather before the Lord and His people, we do so knowing that we are completely dependent on Him for all things and seek His help and guidance. And it's then also our desire that He would be glorified on this wonderful day. And so let us then begin with a word of prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly God and Father, we thank you that we may be gathered here today on the occasion of the marriage of Colin and Burgundy. And as we see your hand at work in bringing them together in love, we give you great thanks for the riches of your grace that you have shown them already. And as they now seek to marry before your throne, we ask you for your blessing on all that we do and say here this morning. For we need your help and strength in everything we do. And we wish to see your great glory and love displayed in all of our lives. So hear our prayer for your blessing in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. We'll proceed with the solemnization of the marriage. And so, Colin and Burgundy, since the consistory has duly made known to the congregation your desire to enter into married state, and no lawful objection has been presented, we may now proceed to the solemnization of your marriage in the name of the Lord. Let us first listen to a summary of what the Word of God teaches us about marriage. We find there that marriage is an institution of God which pleases Him and must therefore be held in honor among all. After God our Father made heaven and earth, He created man in His own image, and the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him." Now out of the ground the Lord had formed every beast of the field and every bird of the heavens and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. Whatever the man called every living being, that was its name. The man gave names to all livestock and to the birds of the heavens and to every beast of the field, but for Adam there was not found a helper fit for him. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and while he slept took one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. On the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man. Then the man said, "This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. We therefore believe that the Lord also today gives husband and wife to one another. Since they are united by his hand, nothing shall separate them in this life." Also, our Lord Jesus Christ honored marriage when he revealed his glory at the marriage feast at Cana. He teaches us that marriage is an institution of God and should not be broken when he says, "What therefore God has joined together, let not man separate." Since God has made marriage such a strong bond, he hates divorce, as also our Lord Jesus Christ shows in these words, "And I say to you, whoever divorces his wife except for sexual immorality and marries another commits adultery. As the Lord forbids immorality, each man should have his own wife and each woman her own husband, so that our bodies may be preserved as temples of the Holy Spirit and we may glorify God in our bodies." The Apostle Paul teaches us that the unity of husband and wife in marriage is a profound mystery, reflecting the relationship between Christ and his church. As Christ is the head of the church, so the husband is the head of his wife. Christ loved this church to the end and gave himself up for her that she may be holy and without blemish. Likewise, the husband shall love his wife as his own body, take care of her, and cherish her. And as the church is subject to Christ, so the wife shall be subject in everything to her husband, respect him, and entrust herself to his loving care. As the church, following the example of godly women who trusted in God and were subject to their husbands. Both of you, husband and wife, shall assist each other in all good things, heartily forgiving one another their sins and shortcomings. United in love, they will more and more reflect in their marriage the unity of Christ and his church. Although it is true, as the apostle says, that those who marry will face trouble in this state, and because of sin will experience many difficulties and afflictions, yet they may also believe the promise of God that they, as heirs of the grace of life, will always receive his aid and protection, even when they least expect it. The Word of God also teaches us about the purpose of marriage. First, husband and wife shall live together in sincere love and holiness, helping each other faithfully in all things that belong to this life and to the life to come. Second, by marriage, the human race is to be continued and increased, and under the blessing of God, husband and wife will be fruitful and increase in number. And since it has pleased the Lord to give you children, you will nurture them, these children, in the true knowledge and fear of the Lord. Bridegroom, bride, hear from the word of God what the Lord requires of you in marriage. Colin, know that God has set you to be the head of your wife. You shall love her as your own body, as Christ loved this church and gave himself up for her. Guide, protect, and comfort your wife. Live with her wisely and honor her, because she is an heir to eternal life together with you. Then your prayers will not be hindered. Work faithfully in your daily calling that you may support your family and help those in need. Burgundy, you shall love your husband, Colin, and be subject to him as the church is subject to Christ. Accept his guidance and assist him in all good things. Take proper care of your family and household and live modestly in faith, love, and holiness. Assist each other and be faithful to each other. Diligently fulfill the calling which the Lord has given you in the church and in this world. Believe God's sure promises. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. You shall be blessed, and it shall be well with you. Colin, Burgundy, you have now heard what the Lord requires of you and what he has promised to you. May our gracious God give you the strength and the faithfulness to live together as husband and wife in this manner. And may your help be in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I ask you now to join right hands. Colin Andrew Vanderlinde, do you declare here before the Lord and these witnesses that you take as your lawful wife, Burgundy Lynn Morton, here present? Do you promise to love and guide her faithfully, to care for her, and to live with her in holiness according to the Holy Gospel? Do you also promise never to forsake her, but to be true to her always, in good days and bad, in riches and poverty, in health and sickness, for as long as you both shall live? What is your answer? Burgundy Lynn Morton, do you declare here before the Lord and these witnesses that you take as your lawful husband, Colin Andrew Vanderlinde, here present? Do you promise to love and obey him, to assist him, and to live with him in holiness according to the Holy Gospel? Do you also promise never to forsake him, but to be true to him always, in good days and bad, in riches and poverty, in health and sickness, for as long as you both shall live? What is your answer?
I do.
Colin, I'm going to ask you for the rings. Okay, got to wrap the other one. Thank you. Colin, do you give this ring as a token and pledge of your constant faithfulness and abiding love? What is your answer?
I do.
Do you, Burgundy, give Colin this ring as a token and pledge of your constant faithfulness and abiding love? You may now kiss the bride. Colin and Burgundy, I now pronounce you husband and wife. The Father of all mercies, who by his grace called you to this holy state of marriage, bind you together in true love and faithfulness, and grant you his blessing. Amen. Well, since we cannot expect anything from ourselves, we shall pray for you and with you, that he may be enable you to fulfill your vows and grant you his blessing. So I'll now once again lead you all in prayer, and as we'll go through the prayer, we'll get to the end, and I will pray the Lord's Prayer, and you are invited to join in as we reach that part of the prayer. Let's pray. Almighty and Heavenly Father, you have said from the beginning that man should not be alone. We thank and praise you that you have given this brother and sister to each other in marriage, that they may be one. We pray that you will grant them your Holy Spirit, that they may live together according to your will in true faith. Help them to resist the power of sin and to live in holiness before you. Lift up your countenance upon them and guide them in prosperity and adversity by your fatherly hand. Grant them your blessing according to the covenant promise given to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. As you've given them children, confirm your covenant to them and to their children, and grant that they may nurture these children in the fear of the Lord to the glory of your name and to the edification of the church. Let them live in communion with your Son, Jesus Christ, in the harmony of true love and to the benefit of their neighbor. Cause them to look forward with all the church to the great day of the marriage feast of the Lamb. Hear us, merciful Father, for the sake of Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, who taught us to pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Brother and sister Van Lindy, our Lord God bless you richly, and grant you a long and holy life together in all godliness, love, and unity. Amen. Let's now all rise so that we may sing also God's praises and our hope in Christ alone, which will then also be the hymn, In Christ Alone, All Stanzas.
Thank you.
May all be seated. Colin and Burgundy, you have chosen as your wedding text Psalm 143, verse 8. At this point, we'll read through the whole psalm just to provide some context. And as we read through it, you'll also all notice that in many ways, there are a lot of different difficulties mentioned within this psalm. Sin, enemies, trials, challenges, sometimes even sheer desperation, it sounds like. I won't be focusing on that this morning, but it is that background that really makes verse 8 and that hope that is in there jump out for us all this morning. That word of hope and that word of faith. We also all know you face challenges, difficulties. The psalm reflects the reality of life for all of us. You know that they also just don't go away. But at the same time, that in the midst of them, God may provide us strength and hope on days like today to praise Him for His unfailing love through it all. So let's now then read this psalm, Psalm 143. A psalm of David. O Lord, hear my prayer. Listen to my cry for mercy. In your faithfulness and righteousness, come to my relief. Do not bring your servant into judgment, for no one living is righteous before you. The enemy pursues me. He crushes me to the ground. He makes me dwell in darkness like those long dead. So my spirit grows faint within me. My heart within me is dismayed. I remember the days of long ago. I meditate on all your works and consider what your hands have done. I spread out my hands to you. My soul thirsts for you like a parched land. Answer me quickly, O Lord. My spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, or I will be like those who go down to the pit. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. Rescue me from my enemies, O Lord, for I hide myself in you. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground. For your name's sake, O Lord, preserve my life, and your righteousness bring me out of trouble, and your unfailing love silence my enemies. Destroy all my foes, for I am your servant. Dear Colin, Burgundy, Sienna, Cohen, Emma, Jackson, Kayla, friends, family, and brothers and sisters. As I mentioned, you picked as your wedding verse 8, let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. It's a beautiful beautiful verse. You also have made it very clear. Didn't want it just to be a beautiful verse on your wedding day, but something that you could actually remember and take also as a family together to be something that sets out the guideline and the purpose as your family. You also asked me if there was a possibility that I could also give you somewhat of a charge this morning for you as a family. As you go from here. And I'll try to bring that kind of together this morning. I already mentioned the context of this psalm. Let's consider this verse, verse 8. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love. What will the morning bring? What will the morning bring? I mean, who here hasn't asked themselves that question? Maybe late at night as you couldn't sleep. Maybe an exciting question, and maybe a worrying question. Exciting, maybe because the morning is full of potential. Morning is the future. Comes with new possibilities. And it said, tomorrow I will do better. Tomorrow I will start over. Tomorrow it's going to be exciting changes, like getting married. Maybe able to start a new chapter. Fresh start. Maybe there's some here who were wondering excitingly last night what today would bring. And doing that a bit with excitement. The reality is also that we've probably asked ourselves that same question with some worry. Maybe even with fear. For in the morning you face something new or you face something unknown. In the morning you have to go to school or you have to go to work. You have to face some challenge. In the morning you're getting married and you're just like, did I get everything that I needed to? And how's that all going to go? In the morning you don't know what's going to happen. Or what you may hear. The future is also a big unknown. Even if it's full of potential. And so many different days we may face maybe even a little bit of both, a bit of excitement, but also a little bit of fear and uncertainty. Maybe sometimes the one gets the upper hand, maybe sometimes the other. We end up kind of maybe being tossed back and forth between the two. What can kind of lead us through all of that? Well, I think David knew the answer. He knew what to pray for. Just said, let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love. The morning may come with potential and new possibilities, but what David really wants to see is just one thing. Lord, may I hear that you love me in an unfailing way. And David realized there's all of these difficulties. There's sin, there's enemies, there's challenges. There's just one potential that really matters. One that can lead him throughout his life and get him going every morning again. It's to hear of God's love for him. A love that won't fail. A love that may be an anchor so that whatever's going to happen or whatever the morning may bring, you have courage and hope to face that day. A love that may even be a soothing peace in the evening when we can't sleep. Wonder and ponder that question, what will the morning bring? That we may pray, let the morning bring word of your unfailing love. Why does David pray this? Well, he explains for us, for I have put my trust in you. What becomes clear is that what we think about what tomorrow will bring also really boils down to who or what do we really trust. It's our trust or distrust that will color what we fear or are excited about tomorrow. As long as we're maybe trusting ourselves or our certain circumstances that we can control, tomorrow for the rest remains a big question. But for everyone who trusts the Lord, the morning becomes an opportunity to hear of his love. And who here doesn't need a daily reminder that they're loved? And that then also sets up the question that goes hand in hand with it. Now, what will the morning bring? The second question that we may ask is, what are we going to do that morning? So many things you could do. Sometimes we may know exactly what we have to do. Other days we may wonder. Those who put their trust in the Lord also know the way to go. The verse continues, show me the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. Again, the confession of trust in the Lord. I lift up my soul to you. Just show me where I have to go. Don't make me worry about all of these opportunities, all of these different things that I can do. Show me the way, Lord. Sticking to his paths, we have every reason to look forward to the morning, to another opportunity to enjoy his presence and his guidance. Now we've gone through this verse. Let me bring some of this together for a charge to you, Colin, Burgundy, and the rest of the kids, the family. First charge is, be of good hope. It's really what this verse is about. You all face difficulties, face challenges. I'm sure you've also wondered at times what the morning will bring. Well, this is one of these mornings where the Lord, in a loud voice, just says, this is my unfailing love for you. Brought you together. Be with you throughout your lives. Realize that. That renewal, forgiveness, it all comes from His unfailing love. Do, therefore, what you can to listen to that word of His unfailing love. Build your life around His word, where He confirms it again and again in His Son, Jesus Christ. Remember, especially when you face difficulties, or especially when you may have wandered from His word, that every morning brings the potential to return to the loving arms of a Heavenly Father who will show you His grace, ready to receive you with words of unfailing love. Because of the forgiveness that we have in Jesus Christ. And as you experience His unfailing love and hear it, also learn to love one another. Because we all need these words of unfailing love. There are going to be mornings when we don't hear it. But we may hear it through the love of someone else, the people that He has put around us, the family that He has put together. So be of good hope. And in good hope, also keep looking forward together. I mean, we're all here and we hope that you have this wonderful honeymoon period that lasts forever. And as families, you just get along perfectly and amazingly. But we all know this day brings a lot of changes for you as a couple and for you as a family. And some of that will just be take longer to get used to than other things. And when life does get a little bit tougher, we may be tempted to say, you know, back when, before you guys were married, then we had this and then we did that. It's what we all do, like, as human beings. We're all so good at it, being looking back and thinking that that was great back then. As those of good hope, keep looking forward in hope and optimism. When you do notice changes, don't think the Lord is going to shortchange me. But instead have your eyes and hearts open to the ways in which God is going to show you His unfailing love tomorrow. Yes, and also whatever changes that may bring. And so, what will tomorrow bring for the Vanderlinde family? Maybe that's a big question in your minds. The real answer to that question starts today. Where are you going to put your trust? And that's the last charge. As a family, put your trust in the Lord. He will send His word of unfailing love to you and show you then also the way to go as a couple and as a family. Because anyone who trusts in Him can with hope look forward to tomorrow. Amen. Let us now, in response to God's word, stand again. And we'll sing now also of God's wonderful love and providence for us. We'll sing hymn 78. Well, Colin and Burgundy, I already know that I got to proclaim you husband and wife, but in reality, I can only do so much. Although they say, you know, there's power invested in me, but you still got to sign for it. So I'll ask everyone else to sit down, and then I'll invite the Colin and Burgundy and the wedding party to come over and sign the registrar. Ask Brother John Young to come up on behalf of Vernon Canadian Reformed Church to present the wedding Bible to the couple.
Colin and Burgundy. It is my pleasure on behalf of the Canadian Reformed Church of Vernon to present you with this Reformation Study Bible, and I know that you both will begin each day with God's Word and reading it, and it will be well read by you, and we pray also by all your children, and we wish you the Lord's blessing in marriage together.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, may I now present to you the Vanderlinde family.